she will never be able to grow old with Charlie because someone fired a bullet at Charlie Kirk that said, "Hey, fascist, catch." And when you ask people
that's
about
not even
it,
the
they
bullet
say,
that was fired. Oh, how are you lying about this?
Shut
even?
Up, Destiny.
Holy
shut up.
You're so shameless, up. Dude.
You can't even condemn the cold-blooded execution of
Donald
Charlie
Trump
Kirk.
Turns on Destiny
I don't think you're
YouTube,
in the position to
says,
demand anything from anybody.
On YouTube. That's how I'm going to take my
you're
my
not in any position
really?
To do you
why
think...
Why is your behavior contingent on Donald Trump?
Insane right now.
Why do you is think, your behavior contingent on Donald Trump?
Let me ask a question.
Because he's the president of the United States of America and the leader of the opposing
political party. Yeah, Destiny, let me
you have a huge audience of young men who listen to everything you have to say. So when you... It doesn't matter. You have a huge audience. And because of the fact that you have a huge audience.
Destiny, you've been quite active on social media since Charlie Kirk's death. When Erica Kirk posted Charlie's coffin, you responded, she tagged him, brackets, crying face emojis, in response to Alina Haber's tweet ordering people to fly their flags at half-mast in memory of Charlie. You posted on X, buying flags and poles just to fly them fully erect. And you then posted yesterday, ending every Conservative debate call out I'd do in 2026 with, don't dodge, bro. That's not what Charlie would have wanted. I mean, do you think that your response to the cold-blooded murder of Charlie Kirk has been appropriate?
Yes. I think that the only way this country moves forward into a better world is when Conservatives can finally realize that they need to turn the temperature down on their side. We are 10 years into whatever this Trump madness is, and there is not a single mainstream conservative that will call for a lowering of the temperature on their side. I think that liberals need to wake up and finally realize that if they're not willing to do it, it will never come down. If you wanted Charlie Kirk to be alive, Donald Trump shouldn't have been president for the second term. Every time he's in office, this happens. People joked about when Biden came in, it was so boring, nothing was going on. 7 out of 10 of the largest protests in American history have happened under Donald Trump. All of the recent political violence that's happened in this country over the past 20 years, the majority of it, the overwhelming majority of it, everybody gets mad because they keep asking Grok about it, has been conservative.
Shot Charlie Kirk?
A guy from Utah who was raised in a Christian family, who was a 22-year-old
a guy
white
described,
dude. He wasn't
no, Destiny.
Trans. He
no,
didn't
Destiny.
Have a trans girlfriend. He didn't have any trans influences. Right. He didn't have any trans bullets. Yeah, I'm sorry. You guys were wrong on all of that.
To be clear, the governor of Utah, Spencer Cox, has made it clear that their investigation has now established that he had been radicalized by a leftist ideology, which drove him to do this. That's just
I'm sorry. Excuse me. When?
Yesterday, he said that.
No. When was he radicalized? In the 6 months that he did remote college? Not
I don't know when he was radicalized,
he,
but
no,
I do know,
what you just said
I do
is
know
not true.
The very reasonable sounding governor of Utah has made
no,
it clear
it's not true.
That the event...
No, he hasn't made it
you may
clear.
Not want
he
to
said
hear
this.
This
is an ongoing investigation.
You may not
want to
hear
want
it, Destiny, but the reality is the investigators, according to the governor of Utah, have established that he was radicalized to a leftist ideology that drove him to murder Charlie Kirk. Now, let me just ask you.
That's just not true.
Let me just
There's
ask
no
you.
Way well, to it, deal with it.
Okay,
you're
accusing the governor
fantasy.
Of lying.
Yeah.
That's your prerogative. But
sure.
If it turns out to have been somebody with a leftist ideology who wanted to shut up Charlie Kirk, would you condemn that?
I won't condemn anything until the president of the United States can go on air and say, all of us need to calm down.
So the you won't condemn the murder of Charlie Friends, Kirk until just, Donald Trump says something.
I'm a YouTuber. Leftists and Democrats have been condemning and turning down the temperature, condemning violence, turning the temperature for a decade. Mm. Donald Trump can't go on TV and say, all of us need to calm down.
Right.
Can you tell me why he cannot?
Why
tell
would
his
you expect anybody, Destiny?
You what? Can't answer that. Can you answer that question? Why can't
can
Trump
you
go
answer
on
this
and say,
question?
All of us should be less violent.
Why do
why
you think
Trump say that?
Why do you
why
think
is your behavior contingent on Donald Trump?
Insane right now.
Why
do you
is
think?
Your
no, let me ask a question.
On Donald Trump.
Let me ask a question.
Because he's the president of the United States of America. America and the leader of the opposing
Destiny,
political party.
Destiny, let me
you have a huge audience of young men who listen
YouTuber.
To everything you
who's
have to
who
say.
Has more
so
young
when
men
you,
following
it
him.
Doesn't matter.
Who
you have a huge audience.
Matter?
And because
this
of the fact
the
that you have
I'm
a huge audience, you have a responsibility
by
to not turn.
Rhetoric.
No,
and
it hasn't. It hasn't
been
broken. I actually care about the country and
Twitter.
Want to bring people together.
You
do the opposite. You represent the worst of us, Destiny. You're embarrassing
Carolyn. You should tell
You're
Donald
Trump.
All right, let me ask Destiny a question.
Watch how easy this is.
No, hang on. Don't all shout at once, please.
If Donald Trump were to come out and say, hey, we should all be less violent,
Destiny.
I have no problem saying
I have
absolutely.
One question for you,
Why
Destiny.
Why can't conservatives do that? Why
Destiny.
Can't conservatives do that?
Destiny, I have a question for you. Why do you think in your campaign for everyone to dial down the temperature, why do you think that mocking the grieving widow of Charlie Kirk when she posts an image of her at the coffin side, why do you think that constitutes turning down the temperature?
You can't turn down the temperature on your own. The president of the United
you
States
inflame
is not
the temperature.
Able
You're
to,
mocking
no, it's
his
already
widow.
Inflamed.
You're mocking
what are you
his
talking
widow.
About? We've had multiple political assassinations over the past year. What do you mean it's turning up the temperature?
Why did you mock his widow?
Online
because why did you mock his widow?
Because she's being used as a political weapon right now
wow.
for conservatives to continue their fight. What do you mean? Wow. She's literally doing
her husband just got murdered
on email. Yeah, she's using it to drive up recruitment for
and you
a political
can't even
movement.
Condemn the murder. You won't
the
condemn it.
Can't even tell his side
You're
to
so
turn the
deranged
down.
About Trump
you are,
that you,
you
cannot
are
condemn the murder because you're
joke.
Waiting
and
for Donald Trump to
make
say
money
something.
Off of it. It's
all right,
crazy
let me bring in. Let me bring
the
in Jack. Let me
do
bring
it.
In. Let me
a,
bring in Jack Posobiec. I got
to
say,
there will be no, there's still no answer to that question, Piers. You can't say
which question.
Why can't Donald Trump? Why can't Donald Trump simply go on TV and say we all need to turn it down?
Fine.
Like Biden could, like Obama could, like the Clintons could, like Kamala could. Why not?
Why can't you condemn the murder
See,
of Charlie
it's
Kirk?
It's unbelievable. I'm not the president
Why
of the United
Why can't you condemn the murder of Charlie Kirk?
Unbelievable to me.
Why can't you condemn the murder of Charlie Kirk?
Because it wasn't my side that caused it. It should
yes,
be the
it
one
was.
That is driving up
it
the
It actually
rhetoric.
Was your side that caused
true.
It. It was your side.
This guy was raised in a white Christian
He was a
household
radicalized
a
leftist
state.
Ideology.
He wasn't radicalized by leftism at all. You have no proof of that whatsoever.
That's what
just
the
like
investigators
the
are saying.
Was a conservative, just like the people that firebombed Shapiro's house was a conservative, just like all the J6ers were conservatives, just like
conservative.
The Proud Boys were conservatives. Every single one of these, every single one of these people. Oh, it's Jack Posobiec, what, the author of Unhuman, another person that Charlie's put a good one, dude.
But I'll give you one last chance, Destiny, to condemn the murder of Charlie.
Yes, you are acting like an unhuman.
Why can't I hear Donald Trump
you
condemn violence
humanity.
In this
all
country?
All right, you won't
why
condemn
can't I hear
it. Okay, we've
I
all
can't
heard.
Hear it. That's insane.
We've
to
all
me.
Heard you repeatedly refuse to
and
condemn
we've heard
it.
Heard Donald Trump refuse to condemn
Jack
it too.
Posobiec.
But for some reason, the leftists on YouTube are a bigger deal. Unbelievable.
Yeah. What's incredible is you don't have the basic humanity to condemn it. You'd rather taunt his widow. I find that sickening. Jack Posobiec.
I find it sickening that when people are getting killed in the country, the president of the United States on Fox and Friends, when they're begging him, what do you say to your followers that want revenge? He says, I don't know. All the elections are rigged. It's the radical Democrats. Mm. That's insane to me. And then the fixation is, well, who on Twitter and YouTube isn't condemning the violence?
All right, Jack Posobiec.
You have a great example here of the type of cancer I'm talking about, where when you present direct information, they refuse, they obfuscate. They refute. They say it's not true. They lie. You could see from the bullet casings. You could see from postings. You could see from everything out there that it's very clear what happened here. This is the same people who supported President Trump almost getting assassinated twice last year. Corey Capitore being assassinated
by conservatives
last year in a situation. Again, see, just lies. That's all they do. They talk over. They don't even let you give a chance to speak. And something needs to be done, Piers. Something absolutely needs to be done. This ideology should be shamed, humiliated, driven from the public discourse. I mean, you've got people who have completely dissociated with humanity because all they care about are clicks and YouTube streams and likes. Go to the casket. Go to the gravesite. Go talk to the widow. You know, I don't even know how to discuss this with someone who's completely lost all touch with reality.
Yeah, I mean, Anna.
What's Jack's answer to why can't the president say we should all be less violent?
Right. Because you can't even condemn the cold-blooded execution of
Donald
Charlie
Donald Trump turns on Destiny
I don't think
on
you're
YouTube,
in the position to
says,
demand anything from anybody.
On YouTube. That's how I'm going to take my
You're
my
not
pointers,
in any position
really?
To condemn anybody for anything. You won't condemn
am,
a cold-blooded
he's the president
murder.
Of the United States. He's the president of the United States. No one here can answer that
Basic
question.
Basic humanity
Trump,
says the murder
Donald Trump,
was
the president,
horrific.
Can't say
why can't
all
you
of
say
us
it?
Need to be less violent.
Why can't you say it, Destiny?
Over a decade.
To say the murder was horrific and unacceptable.
Why can't Donald Trump say it?
You can't do it, can you?
Hear of any words for Donald Trump?
All right, Anna Kasparyan.
Donald Trump. Nothing exactly.
Anna Kasparyan. This, to me, this is what I'm talking about. That I think there is an element of the left, the hard woke left, that have completely lost their minds. If you are not able to just outright simply condemn the murder of Charlie Kirk, and if you cannot stop yourself from mocking his grieving widow, you are sick, as I've just seen from Destiny. It's a sick thing, mindset.
Is weaponizing a widow's grief to try to do recruitment for your political party. That's probably one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen. She's showing up in emails for recruitment drives for TP USA.
What did you think the assassination of a political figure would do? What did you think the outcome was going to be? What did you think the outcome was?
And by the way, are you asking me for the pragmatic political outcome? Are you asking me for?
How about take it easy on the Adderall? Take it easy on the Adderall, and let me answer the question that Pierce asked me.
You must have been really bullied today,
my
I guess.
Let Anna speak, please.
My behavior is not reliant on how anyone else behaves. Every morning I wake up and I make decisions about how I choose to react or respond to things. I don't wake up in the morning, check what Donald Trump has to say, and then base my own personal behavior on his behavior. I agree with you in that it would be very helpful to have the leader of this country want to turn the temperature down. And he hasn't done that. I agree with you on that. But that doesn't change the way I choose to respond to what's going on. The idea of mocking a woman who is now a widow with two young children who witnessed her husband get shot in the neck and bleed out to death. How could you mock that? What is wrong with you? I just don't understand it. That's it. I don't understand it. I don't understand you, Destiny. You have so much hatred in your heart. And at the same time, it's such a simple thing.
If you're going to weaponize somebody's grief against the other party, well, then of course people have a right to fight back against it. I think that she has every right to grieve in whatever way she wants. But when that grief is going to be weaponized to do recruitment, political recruitment, and further radicalization of the other side, then of course you not only have the ability to mock it, I think you have the obligation to mock it. It's insane.
Let me understand your argument. So since others are using her grief to politically recruit, you think that it's okay to mock her specifically?
Since others are using her grief, she's the one who gave a 17-minute speech on TV where she talked about good versus evil. She's the one showing up in TP USA ads to 1 or 2 days after.
If someone assassinated my husband, I would not be able to have the level of composure she had during that speech. I would be out for blood. I understand why she's angry and why she said the things that she said. Okay, you need to understand what being a human is, what it's like to actually lose someone that you love, that you chose to spend your life with, that you chose to raise children with, a person who was violently and viciously assassinated like that. This is why I've moved away.
And when something
identifying as a bullied online.
It's so funny that you just said that you don't think about how other people act to define your behavior. Your entire political ideology now is somehow defined by the people that were mean to you on Twitter.
No,
if somebody cares about somebody who's grieving,
I understand. You tell that person, the flaws on the left happen to be the weakness in their arguments. No, it's not about the way I get treated.
You don't
say, let's throw a camera in front of you and have you do mass recruitment for our political party
while everyone over here is calling for civil war. It's unhinged. When you've got people like Matt Walsh of the Daily Wire, the president
talking to a guy who said he'd be okay with his own parents getting killed if they went to that Trump rally where that assassination attempt happened.
And we're talking to a woman who went on and did the whole conservative media outlet with Tucker Carlson and Glenn Beck and had nothing bad to say whatsoever. I know where your bread is buttered. I know where you're making your money from.
And it was great. I had awesome conversations. I don't regret it at all.
That's great.
I also had a conversation with Jack Posobiec on her take. It was awesome.
Yeah, I know.
That's
Jack,
what democracy is about. Having
Russia
an exchange
lies,
of ideas.
That comes out of his mouth. Yeah.
All right. Let me bring in.
I don't agree with him on everything, but at least we can have dialogue.
Anna, you're completely right, by the way. Anna is completely right.
Charlie, didn't it?
And the irony of Charlie Kirk is that he led the way in going in to debate with people who hated him. And he would try and have respectful dialogue.
Charlie Kirk beat up on college students.
Unlike you, Destiny. Let me bring Andrew Wilson in.
So do you.
Let me bring in Andrew Wilson.
So do you. You beat up on college students. You go on a college tour. You're going on a college tour right now to beat up on college students. What are you talking about, Destiny? That's what you're doing right this second, is going on a college tour to go beat up on college students. By the way, can I just ask you a question?
I don't exclusively beat up on college.
Can you actually answer? Can you actually answer? Hang on. Calm down. I just got one question. I got one question for you, and I want you to actually answer it. Are you glad Charlie Kirk is dead?
No, I don't think anybody in this country should be dying to political violence. It's insane. The past 5 years in this country has been crazy. But the reality is, until conservatives.
So then why did you say
to
your co-host that Trump deserved a bullet? Why did you tell him that?
Until conservatives have to say hey, we all need to be less violent. There's no purpose in Democrats doing it, because every time Democrats disavow, you further entrench your guys' delusional beliefs that all the violence is coming on the left. Donald Trump can go on TV. He can say, Proud Boys, stand back and stand by. They can go on Parler and say, we heard you. They can go to the Capitol and break in and try to insurrect. They can get convicted in front of a jury, and then Donald Trump can pardon them, and we can come out and go, hey, guys, why aren't Democrats disavowing violence? And pretend that the problem is coming from the left. Democrats do a disservice to this country by disavowing
The thing is, why did you say to your co-host that the bullet was for Trump? Why did you say to your co-host that the best place for the bullet was Trump? Why did you say that?
Why did Donald Trump call
it's a whataboutism? Whataboutism? I'm asking you a question. I can't be a whataboutism if it's my question, Destiny.
Why won't Donald Trump
answer the question?
Right. Why don't we do this? Why don't we do this before I cut mics?
Such an easy question.
Because you don't care.
Destiny.
You don't care that Kirk's dead.
Destiny, allow Andrew to repeat his question and let him ask the question. Then you answer it, okay? Andrew.
No, I want to hear the other person.
No, let him ask the question. Let him ask the question, Destiny, and then you answer it. Andrew.
Destiny told his co-host, when asked point blank if he wanted the bullet to kill Trump, that the worst thing that could have happened was the bullet missing. He said this to Pisco. I watched it, okay? This guy is an obfuscation machine. And if you know what else, Destiny? Why should we believe you? I think you are glad Kirk is dead. And all of your tweets seem to prove that. And you would have been happy if Trump was assassinated. You've made that very clear. So why not just be truthful for once in your life and say the truth, that you don't care that Kirk is dead, and you're actually probably glad he is. Isn't that really what's true?
I don't want anybody in this country to die to political violence. I don't think in the United States of America that should be happening. I don't know why it's so hard for the president to say the same. I think it'd be the easiest thing in the world as a president. Biden did it for 4 years. That's why everything was way cooler when he was here, like in terms of temperature. The Clintons have no problem saying it. Barack Obama has no problem saying it. Kamala Harris has come out and said it. Every Democratic lawmaker and leader has basically come out and said it. But for some reason on the Republican side, it's just civil war, civil war, civil war. And the Republican president of the United States, who has presided over more violence politically in this country, more large protests than any president in all of U.S. history, for some reason can't bring himself to say, all of us need to calm down.
And so did Trump deserve the bullet? Did Trump deserve the bullet?
This is all you care about, are the political hit jobs.
Just answer the question, bro. Did Trump deserve the bullet?
Did Donald Trump deserve the bullet on his side ever? Did Donald Trump
answer the question? Did Trump deserve the bullet?
You can't answer the question. We're here to play.
No, bro, it's my turn to ask the question. It's your turn to answer. Did Trump deserve the bullet?
Did Trump disavow violence in this country ever?
Did he deserve the bullet? Yes, he's disavowed violence. But again, I just did. Now your turn. Now your turn. It's your turn.
Did Donald Trump? Did
Trump deserve the bullet?
I never said that. No, I never said that. No.
Okay, except you did to your co-host.
No, I did. Oh wait, when did Donald Trump disavow? When did Donald Trump disavow violence in this country?
Your co-host, you lying sack of shit. If he wanted to kill Trump, the worst thing that could have happened was the bullet missing. That's what you said.
This is And this is where, when you're putting YouTubers and tweeters on the same level as the president of the United States, this is why conservatives are absolutely brain broken when it comes to violence in this country. And that's why it'll continue.
But Destiny,
Destiny, you guys are all going to turn around and be like, I can't believe it. What's going on? What's happening here?
Okay, Destiny, if you care so much about political violence in America, why don't you lead the way yourself without mentioning anybody else? Why don't you, Destiny, right now, just outright condemn the murder of Charlie Kirk?
Because we've been doing that for a decade. One side can't turn down the temperature. If Donald Trump can't, then the left shouldn't until he does.
Got it.
Republicans
need
accountability for their actions. They need some responsibility for the insanity.
He had it coming.
Even though you take none yourself.
He had it coming.
Let me bring in Jack Posobiec.
We absolutely have Democrats.
All right, that's enough, Destiny. I'll bring in Jack Posobiec.
Yeah,
Jack.
Okay. Nice. Both sides it.
Jack.
Yeah.
What is your response to this?
I mean, Piers, this is exactly what I'm talking about. You know, this type of ideology where you've got someone who's willing to mock Erica, who's been standing strong for her family, for her children, she will never be able to grow old with Charlie. She will never be able to be with them again, have more children, to have grandchildren, to have those memories, to raise them. It's all gone. Every single moment of that future that they had was gone because someone fired a bullet at Charlie Kirk that said, "Hey, fascist, catch." And now you have people celebrating it. And when you ask people
that's
about
not even
it,
the
they
bullet
say,
that was fired. Oh, how are you lying about this?
Shut
even?
Up, Destiny.
Holy
shut
shit.
Up.
You're so shut shameless, up. Dude. Oh my God. You're not even inside the right bullet. You're such a disgusting Here's, piece of shit. Holy fuck.
What a pedantic. What a pedantic point.
We,
what a
are
it's
we
not pedantic.
These
guys are professional.
It's total pedantry.
This guy probably
I would like to let I would like to let Jack finish his point, please.
Yeah, and they'll claim there's no leftist connection. They'll claim there's no there, and then go so far as to lie and say there's a some kind of Christian conservative connection when you could see the writing on the bullet casings. And so, you know, these are very common symbols associated, whatever. The point is, right, it should be very, very clear. Are we connected with our humanity or are we not? And some people are willing to do that. Anna's been willing to do that. We've done shows together. They've been fine. They've been good. We've jousted. We've done the back and forth. Destin and I in the past have had shows together where I, you know, before he kind of took this turn. And, you know, you think there are people who can just be willing to stand up for humanity.
You know, Jack, it reminds me a bit of the journey I've gone on, very different circumstances, but the Israel-Hamas war. The reason I asked everybody on the pro-Palestinian side for months after the war started, do you condemn what Hamas did? Is I think it was very enlightening as to the humanity of the person by how they responded. If their immediate response was, of course I do, the mass murder of civilians on October the 7th was a horrendous atrocity, then we can move on to an intellectually honest debate. If they refuse to condemn what Hamas did, it's a completely different debate. And similarly, right now, I feel, if you can't condemn a lot of what the IDF are doing, frankly, it's my opinion, in Gaza, then the same thing. If you're unequivocally like, it's all fine with 20,000 plus kids being killed, then I've got a problem with that too. But I do think you've got to try and maintain in all of these debates a modicum of humanity about people who are actually being killed. And what is terrifying about the mindset of a lot of people on the woke left have seen since Charlie Kirk's death is the brazen glee that they're taking to his murder. And then when I see even Destiny, who's a very well-followed person on the internet, well-known, when Destiny, frankly, if you can't bring yourself just to say the murder was horrific and should never have happened, it's a very simple sentence. It's just basic humanity. It really makes me despair for where everything is going, because it's indicative of the mindset of, I can't give an inch to my political opponents, therefore I lose my humanity. How can that be right?
Because you can't give an inch to political opponents that won't recognize or acknowledge anything they've done is wrong. It's all it's done is gotten us here. This is where we're at because of that exact mindset. Will any of the conservatives here acknowledge the conservative that murdered Melissa Hortman and her husband and shot the other senator in Minnesota?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, just
that it
about
was a conservative shooter.
Violence.
That it was a conservative shooter.
I don't know the details on that particular case. If
of
I
course,
did,
yeah,
and it turned out that it
yeah.
was the and it turned out it was the case. Of course, I would say that such violence should be disavowed. Thing is, you can't hold your entire moral standard based on what you think Trump is doing or not doing. What does that have to do with you, Destiny? It has nothing to do with you. You can easily just
to
say
do with is that
you can lead by example and say, let's all tone down the violence.
You can't lead by example.
That's what
I'm
you
not
want,
the president
right?
of the United States. That's what Democrats that's, have been doing.
Wait,
for
you
the
can't
last
lead
decade.
By example because you're not the president. That's
no,
the stupidest
one side,
thing I've heard
if
today,
one side
me?
Wants to fight and the other side doesn't, then you're going to fight. One side can't decide not
what
to
are you
fight.
Talk-
the
that
other
makes
side
no sense.
To.
What does that
if,
have
what
to
do
you
mean
with
it makes
you?
No
you
sense?
Can,
if
you
some
can
guy
easily,
comes up to you to
you
fight
can easily
and the
just
other
say
side
it now,
says,
Destiny.
I don't want to, you don't really have the choice there. It's
lead by example
works.
Then. Lead by
you
example.
You can't lead by
and
example. That's called dying.
You can.
I actually thought. Let me jump in.
Because you're actually happy.
Let me jump in here. I actually felt that Anna hit the nail on the head here, which is she did not need to wait for Donald Trump to comment on this to make her own mind up about what had happened. That is intellectual honesty, right? Yes, it may have been somebody that she totally disagreed with on many issues. The simple, humane thing to do with any event like this is to ask yourself, how do I personally feel about it? Not what does Donald Trump think about it? Or what does Joe Biden think about it? Or what does Timbuktu think about it? It's what do I personally feel about this? It didn't take me very long, Destiny, to understand that I felt repulsed by the execution of somebody in cold blood with his wife and two young children there watching. It's a human reaction. I don't need to know what Donald Trump thinks about it.
You're there.
At all. I don't understand why you need to wait for him before your own humanity kicks in.
I don't need to wait for anybody. No, you're not asking how we feel about it. You're asking what the public statements should be. And the public statements should be the President of the United States.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No,
you're
I'm
asking
not.
Me for a public statement
I'm
right
asking,
now.
I'm asking, where is your humanity? You can't just say the murder was wrong.
Where is your humanity, Piers? You guys are playing into this exactly. I think you probably know it. I think Cornell was right about this. You know where your bread is buttered as well. You guys play into this. It's insane to me that the President of the United States can't say, hey, all of us need to be less violent. We all need to calm the down, that the President of the United States can't say this, but you will endlessly scour Twitter and YouTube for leftists to bring on and say, don't you guys disavow the violence? It's absolutely absurd to me.
You know, Cornel West should have stayed in his seat. We were debating free speech, actually, and whether
You're not debating free speech. Whether,
well, let me finish. Let me finish.
Here.
And whether the overuse of words like Hitler, Nazis, and fascists was actually empowering deranged young minds to think they were battling actual new Hitler, Nazis, and fascists. And actually, when Andrew pointed out to Cornell that he had used the phrase neo-fascist about Trump, that's when Cornell decided he couldn't take part in the debate anymore, when he was reminded of something he had said. He didn't try and deny it. He just said, I don't want to have this debate, and left.
Piers, how long have you been in the United States, like, following our politics?
Over 20 years, I've lived and worked in America.
Okay, if you've lived and worked in America, I grew up as a conservative, listening to Rush Limbaugh and to Glenn Beck and to Billy Cunningham and to Sean Hannity. You're going to sit here and pretend like Democrats are the ones that started the name-calling? I heard them call Obama and the Clinton socialists and communists.
When did I say
that? I'm just saying, why are we pretending that some people...
I'm saying, why did Cornel West...
Household?
Why would Cornel West walk out on a debate when we're literally talking about the importance of speech? Makes no sense to me.
If speech is important, then the president should exercise it more cautiously.
So should you.
And Republicans...
So should you.
And Republicans have been... You can't stop a fight on one
You've got millions of followers, and you think it's fine to show them. You're mocking a widow.
You cannot choose for your opponent not to fight you.
Fine.
If Republicans won't turn down the rhetoric... Then who cares? Donald Trump shouldn't have used the rhetoric that led her to be killed 2 days before she died.
Who cares that you mocked a grieving widow?
This is all, it's just virtue signaling. You guys don't give a fuck. You guys are excited about it. You guys love it.
How is it? How is it that you said this guy can't possibly be a leftist?
It's exciting to you. It's insane to me. Yeah.
No,
how is it that you said this guy can't be a leftist because he grew up in a white Christian household when you grew up in a white Christian household by your own admission just now and you're a leftist, Destiny?
I'm 36 years old. This guy was 22, and he lived at home
basically
his entire life.
What does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with anything?
I had 20 years to separate myself from my parents' ideology. I didn't live with them still. Jesus.
So six months, 1 year, 20 years? Why does it matter how long it took to separate? You just got to say it was impossible, and you yourself are a leftist who grew up in a Christian conservative household, dude. You're the worst hypocrite I've ever seen.
Hold on, I'm sorry. You think that a 22-year-old has as much time to separate himself from the ideology that he grew up with as a 36-year-old?
Didn't say it.
Yeah, you just made the comparison, dipshit. Of course you did. It's not pedantic.
Let me ask you.
I made the comparison that person could be radicalized. Look at you.
Let me jump in. Let me jump in. Let me jump in. Let me ask Jack. Jack, you know the Kirk family well. You've been around the Kirk family, I think, since this is... appalling murder has happened. When you hear Destiny saying, who cares about the fact that he openly, publicly mocked Erica Kirk, a grieving widow, within literally a day or two of her husband being murdered, how does that make you feel as a friend of the family?
It's very angry, Piers, you know. And here's the thing is she's seeing all of it. She's going to see all of it. Her kids are going to watch this video one day. It's just that's sort of the nature of reality now. They will see all of this and they will see the reaction. And I just hope that those of us who knew Charlie, worked with Charlie, who knew Charlie beyond the, you know, TikToks and short videos, can also be there for those kids as they grow up to let them know who their dad was.
And are going to grow up and watch old episodes of Piers Morgan uncensored? How performative is this? Is everybody here? Did we all get like a script before the show? What?
They watch a lot of old episodes of the JFK.
You make the left look so bad and you don't even realize it. You are seriously so embarrassing.
Okay, yeah. God. You can talk to your best friend.
You really
Glenn
are.
Beck about
I mean, like,
later,
you, know, you
have
do
another
you feel...
30-minute conversation about it, Anna.
Maybe I will. Maybe I will talk to Glenn Beck about it. Oh, is that, is that naughty? Hey,
you
know, is it
how
naughty
many conversations have you had with Nick? You had more conversations with Nick than anyone.
So mean. Oh, no. Not the meanies on Twitter.
How many more lawsuits are you going to face from women that you allegedly secretly recorded during intimate moments, Destiny? I can't believe anyone takes you seriously.
Are you really?
You're disgusting.
You
want to
pull out
you're embarrassing. And you should be shunned from public life with your disgusting treatment of all sorts of people, including young left-wing girls, women that you victimized allegedly. Yeah, that's who you are.
You're embarrassing.
You embarrass the left. You're the type of person who pushes people away from the left. Make sure you understand that. You're embarrassing. There's no morality with you. There's no grounding
absolutely
values.
Not.
There's
of
no principles.
Not, yeah.
All you want is attention, 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 attention. That's
absolutely
all you want.
Yeah, that of course.
All
you
want.
And Jen
endless
about
attention.
9/11 was
say
caused
disgusting,
by the Jews,
provocative
and you have
garbage.
Another friendly conversation with another mainstream conservative commentator about how you're such a leftist, but those people on Twitter are so mean.
Having a debate or dialogue doesn't automatically mean that you agree with everything they have to say. It means you're coming
together. No, it's
together
when you sit down and you
and you're
agree
exchanging
with
ideas
they have to say,
and
then
debating
you agree with
them.
They have to say.
No. I don't agree with everything they have to say.
Do.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you do.
I don't
of
agree with everything they
mean
have to say. But you know, I'm
when
an
you
adult.
Sit down and all
I can
of your
sit down and have a mature debate
left,
or conversation.
And you have no disagreements about anything on the right. Yeah, that's called.
I do have criticisms for the left. I have tons of criticisms for the right. Tons of criticisms. I'm obviously
they don't seem
pro-choice,
to come out much
for instance
when you're talking to your
I obviously have
friends
a huge problem guns, yeah with the unending, unmitigated support for Israel, regardless of the genocide they're engaging in. I have all sorts of disagreements with the right. That doesn't mean I'm going to dehumanize them and cheer on the slaughter of my fellow Americans because we have disagreements on politics. You're embarrassing.
I wish anybody here had the same energy for the President of the United States, but that's good. I'm glad you guys are focused where it really counts on Twitter.
Dude,
and YouTube,
you have
which is where the conservatives
like,
want
TDS,
to be focused
like,
on, you know?
You are like the prototype.
TDS,
of TDS.
Yeah, there it
it's
comes
unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh, TDS,
you wake up
yes
every morning and you decide
yes
your behavior
true
is going to hinge on Trump.
Tell me more
well
about the dancing
as
Israelis and building
God, have
seven
a little bit
and
of
how
humanity
the Jews all knew about 9/11
you're
and they
sociopath
all want us to go to war.
You're
the Middle East. Yeah, of course.